You're very welcome back to Morning Ireland at 7:53. Adam is here with all the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. Ryanair has today posted its largest ever after-tax profit for the first half of its financial year. The airline made a profit of €1.37 billion in the 6 months to the end of September. That's up more than 19% on its pre-COVID performance, and it carried more than 95 million passengers in the period, almost 10% more than it did pre-COVID. Neil Sorahan is Group Chief Financial Officer at Ryanair. He joins me on the line now. A remarkable turnaround. Did you expect that amount of pent-up demand for travel?
I think, Adam, we'd seen even into last summer that people were very keen to get back out travelling again. So we'd worked very hard to make sure that we were fully ready to go when the markets opened up, and we had a very strong operational performance this summer with record bookings and record traffic through July, August, September. So yeah, very pleased with the first half of the year.
Now, you have warned that recovery in the rest of the year is fragile. Fares are going up just as people have less disposable income for things like travel. So do you expect that to hit sales in the coming months?
No, we're not seeing it at all. In fact, in October, where we had the midterm breaks, we again recorded record traffic of 15.7 million at a 90% load factor percentage of the aircraft filled, and indeed into peak Christmas, Christmas having been cancelled for the last 2 years, we're seeing strong bookings. We don't have huge visibility into the second half of the year, and as you said, we would be somewhat cautious having been hit by COVID out of the blue last year, but if all else remains equal and we don't have any shocks, we're planning to fly about 110% of pre-COVID capacity this winter, and we've increased our traffic target for the full year from 166 million to 168 million and would have plans to grow that up to 185 million into next year. So our view is that people, as they've done in previous slowdowns, continue to fly, but they move towards lowest cost provider, and that's Ryanair by a country mile.
You did mention there COVID and the big if you can avoid any issues there in the winter, also geopolitical events like the war in Ukraine. They're big ifs though, aren't they? There's a lot of risk there.
There is a lot of risk, and we saw our first quarter, for example, damaged by the unexpected invasion of the Ukraine back in February. Easter was badly damaged as a result of that. However, we saw a huge pickup into the second quarter of the year. But, you know, it would be wrong not to have a certain level of caution in relation to what might go wrong.
You've also relied a lot, as you say, in your own results on pent-up demand and also the amount of people who have saved money during COVID now being able to spend that. How long do you think you'll be able to ride that wave, though?
Well, we have an unusual situation where there's been a structural change in capacity in Europe throughout the past 2 years. I don't expect that to come back. And in fact, while Ryanair is growing by 110% this winter, we're seeing most of our competitors actually pulling back capacity by about 20%. So there's a huge gap of availability in the market. We're going in restoring traffic all across Europe and indeed providing growth. So we believe that at least for the next 18, 24 months, we're going to continue to see people travelling in numbers and would have no expectation that we'll see a dip back in that.
You give a lot of time in your results to speaking about how less environmentally unfriendly you are than your rivals, but given that you're also far more profitable, should you not be moving quicker to cut carbon? For example, you say you're going to use sustainable aviation fuel to cut CO2 per passenger by 10% by 2030. Surely you can do better than that.
We've made a massive investment, and in many instances we're reliant on aircraft being delivered into us, but we had 73 of the Game Changer aircraft in our fleet this summer. These aircraft are 16% more fuel efficient and 4% more seats. We're retrofitting our older aircraft with Scimitar wings, $200 million investment, which will reduce the fuel on those by 1.5%. And we've already signed up to uplift 160,000 tonnes of sustainable aviation fuel from OMV. That's a $500 million investment in sustainable aviation fuel. And we continue to work hard with Trinity College on the Sustainable Aviation Research Centre to come up with better blends of sustainable aviation fuel. So I think we're running very fast on this. And the key, and you pointed out yourself, is that customers can cut their carbon footprint by almost 50% by just changing over to Ryanair from legacy carriers, which will make a big dent on CO2 emissions all across Europe.
Neil Sorahan, Group Chief Financial Officer at Ryanair, thank you very much for that. More business news at 8:30, but that's all for now.